When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Else.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And we were talking in the first hour about President Biden's decision not to remain in the presidential race, his endorsement of Kamala Harris, who said, you know, she's going to try to earn the nomination. But I think a lot of folks are thinking it's a foregone conclusion. Everyone seems to be coming out in support of her. The only one that didn't, that I saw, was former President Barack Obama. But I think that might have been more because he felt in that statement it was more appropriate to talk about Joe Biden, and that maybe, you know, he'll have another statement about who he will endorse. But maybe he's also waiting to see what happens. And we can talk more about that as well and take more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500. I have a couple of app chat messages I'll read as well. But before we get back into that, I want to dive a little bit deeper into a story you just heard Phil talk about in the news. And this came out on Friday. The Dartmouth man who faces multiple charges after he was allegedly watching child pornography on his phone and sending text messages allegedly attempting to set up sexual encounters with children, all while on a plane. So he was sitting there on the airplane doing this, and people were seeing what he was doing. The man has been identified as 74-year-old Jed Cohen of Dartmouth. He is charged with possession of child pornography, disseminating photographs of sexual or intimate parts of a child, and paying for sexual conduct with a child under 18. So he was coming to Logan from a flight from Nashville, Tennessee. And a passenger on the flight reported to the flight crew that another passenger who was identified as Cohen was, quote, viewing disturbing photos and having sickening text message conversations. The witness said Cohen started this behavior before takeoff and was on his phone for most of the flight. He was observed looking at multiple photos and videos of various girls ranging from toddlers to around 10 and 11-year-olds. Now, keep in mind, these are all just accusations. These are all allegations that it hasn't been adjudicated, but still. He was on the WhatsApp app asking questions like how old a girl was, how young is she, how much does it cost to have her for a night? And have is not the word that he was using. And a flight crew member reported seeing photos on his phone of a clothed girl around 10 with pigtails and another of a girl who was a little bit older but naked from the waist up. So, yeah, these are some disturbing charges. And I'm not even going to get into some of the more graphic stuff, but you can read about it at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. But he's been ordered held on $10,000 bail with home confinement, including GPS monitoring, if he is released, if he makes the bail. and he's due back in court on August 16th. But these charges, if, you know, they turn out to be true, and again, we have to wait for the trial to call them true or not, just absolutely disgusting. And brazen to be doing it on the phone and realizing that people can see what he's doing. When the state police took him off the plane, when the plane landed at Logan, he gave them his passcode to his phone so they could open up his phone and see what was on there. Just, I mean, again, he hasn't been convicted yet, but just an absolutely sickening story. 508-996-0500. So I did say we got a couple of app chat messages, which you can send on the WBSM app. Super easy. It's just like sending us a text. You can also record an open line voicemail. We call it open line because, you know, the old WBSM open line. People always say when they call in, well, is this open line? And we say, no, we're talking about a certain topic. Well, WBSM was always open line. Well, it hasn't been open line for a long time. But if you have something that you want to bring up, you can bring it up on the WBSM app by recording it. And then we can play it when it fits into the conversation. But Jackie in New Bedford sent an app chat message saying, I'm appalled that Donald Trump says he took a bullet for this country. It's unfortunate this happened, but the real heroes are our veterans who took bullets for this country without Secret Service, and they had no choice but to go out there. Applaud our veterans, not Trump. Many lost their lives to serve our country. Well, I mean, that is true. But I don't want to, you know, downplay the fact that an attempted assassin did take a shot at him. But I also think the language that they're using for it, to Jackie's point, is a little over the top. But again, we don't really know the full extent of what the injuries were. I'm not believing what Ronnie Jackson put out. Sorry. I want to hear from the doctors who examined him in the hospital right after it happened. Not the guy who puts out, you know, PR press releases that just as much inflate his own ego as they do Donald Trump's. So we don't really know what the damage was. So it's hard to say. Like, that's why I was not saying much about the giant bandage last week. We don't know what the extent of the injuries are. We don't know if a bandage that size was necessary. Now he's got a smaller bandage that just covers the top of his ear. My guess would be if, you know, 5 days out, 6 days out, that smaller bandage is all you needed, that the damage wasn't that bad when it happened. But as you know, when dressing a wound, it's not always easy to get it in the spot that you need to get it in the right way. So maybe a big bandage was what they needed. And then Not Bad Noke Bluff says, good morning, Tim. I just don't believe that a two-woman presidential ticket would be a viable option. Sadly, the country is simply not there yet. And I think I agree with that. I think that it would be a hard sell for a lot of people, unfortunately, to have two women on the ticket. I think, you know, people are ready for a female president from either party. I don't think that it matters which party it's from. You know, perhaps if Donald Trump wasn't in the race, Republicans would have embraced Nikki Haley. Who knows? But I think either party is ready to have a woman be president. But I think a two-woman ticket is a hard sell for some people. 508-996-0500. Let's take this call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. I don't know why anybody's even talking about how much damage was done. It's an ear. You know what I mean? You pierce it, you cut it off, it's still an ear. Like, it really doesn't. If they missed them, it still boils down to an assassination.
Right, somebody still shot at him, no matter how bad
somebody,
he was hurt.
Right. If somebody whizzed a 223 round by one of your children's head and missed him by, you know, a quarter of an inch, you would feel that you would have some feelings about that. So, whether they hit him or they didn't hit him or they damaged or they didn't, I mean, it's irrelevant. You know, and I just keep hearing the same thing from every single one of the Democrat politicians. It's not, oh, we can unify the country, or we can correct the economy, or we can straighten anything up. No, it's just, we get the best, this guy's got the best chance of beating Trump. That's all they ever say. There's no positive message. There's no affirmation to say, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is going to improve. It's not. It really, the whole conversation now is who can beat Donald Trump.
Well, but that's because he's now the nominee, so that's what the conversation shifts to.
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, they're not running on what they're going to do or what they can do. It's everybody saying the exact same thing.
Well, but they did. So, they've been running on that for the past, I don't know, what is this, the seventh month? So for all of this year, that's what they've been campaigning on. But so, now once you have your opponent named, then you go after your opponent.
So I after the night after the debate, I have some Democrat friends, and I was completely ready to razz them about the debate, you know, until I saw him, and I'm like, wow, these guys, they really had no idea that he was that bad. Like, they were genuinely bamboozled by the things that they've seen on the news. Like, I was taken back. I'm like, I really thought they knew and just were in, they were just denying it. They weren't. They actually had no clue that he was that bad. And I kind of felt bad for him. Like, I don't know. It's sad. People should really have some critical words for the media right now. I mean, what they did is very bad. They have one job to do, to report the news. And instead, they're just activists and they make the news. And that's really unfortunate.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours?
Quiet. I didn't do anything that I said I was going to do.
No, that's all right. That's what summer weekends are all about.
They wanted $15 for a food, to eat food, the barbecue chicken, whatever. And I'm like, and $5 to get in. And I'm like, I'm not spending money like that to go to a fair. I just like walking around anyway. So that's the only thing I do is to eat. Then, you know what I mean? I'm not spending $15. So yeah, it was still, you know, a nice little quiet weekend. So I just wanted to say, wow, we are really making history here. This is something for the books. Former president running for president, attempted assassination, a running president resigning, a vice president running now for president while running as vice president. But also, my question is, now that he can't stay as president, then he has to take that down too, because if he can't, if he cannot be running for presidential seat, then how can he even run the country right now?
No, they're not mutual. They don't have to be tied together. You can say I don't think that I'm the best person. And really, the reason why he's saying he's not going to run anymore is because he's not going to win. It's not that he doesn't think that he can do the job. It's because he sees the numbers before him and says somebody else has a better chance of winning. So that's what this is about. And I don't think because you decide that you're not. I mean, nobody told Johnson to step down when he decided not to run.
Well, I don't know why Johnson actually stepped down to this day. I really don't know why.
Because of Vietnam. It was just too much of a boondoggle. But I think what you have in this situation is you have somebody who said, I don't want to seek the job anymore, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to finish the job that I'm doing now. That's fine. But if I'm working here at the radio station and they say, hey, we want to give you another contract for when this one is up, and I say, yeah, you know what, I think I'm going to go into something different, that doesn't mean I'm not going to honor the rest of this contract and that I can't do the job until that contract is up.
Well, you know, they're not going to let it go. The Republicans are going to say, well, if you cannot run, they're going to bring this up and they're going to want all the medical records. I mean, they're really going to dig on this one. But I mean, this is something for the book.
They can try, but there's no point in doing it because you're just going to look like bullies at that point.
Oh, I know. But politics is all bulliness.
Pretty much.
But this is great. This is great for the history books. And also for vice president. Now, a temporary vice president, Obama could run for vice president for 2 years.
No, he's not running for any office.
No, but if he wanted to, he could do the 2 years. And then maybe more, I don't know, some people might say, well, okay, at least we've got somebody. Because I know a lot of people are afraid of Kamala. I can't ever say her name right either.
Kamala. Think about like a comma, you know, like when you're writing a sentence, a comma and then la, Kamala.
Oh, my God, what a great way of saying it. Okay, very good. Yeah, Kamala. So I know a lot of people, you know, just feel like she's too silly, always laughing and whatnot. I really don't have an opinion about her either way. You know, I just don't at this point. I never really have had an opinion about her.
Well, you'll have time to form one now because she's going to be front and center.
Oh, I know. Right? Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so that's all I had to say for the day.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's squeeze in another one here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to remind Mary to pick up her card.
I did remind her, too, the other day. I offered her to bring it down to 50s night if she could make it down, but she couldn't make it down. So hopefully she'll come by here and grab it.
Hopefully. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, you can send app chat messages and open line voicemails if you can't call in. And I heard from a lot of people who came up to me at 50s night and said, oh, I love listening to the show. I love listening to the station. It's not just this show, but it could be any of the shows. And, you know, I just don't want to call in. I just don't call in. Well, call in. You're more than welcome to be part of the conversation. 508-996-0500. But if you're somebody who isn't comfortable calling in, the open line voicemail is a great option, because if you don't like what you recorded, if you're done with it and you're like, no, I don't like it, you can re-record it again and again and again until you feel that you have it right. And, of course, an app chat message, just like sending a text. You can double-check it, triple-check it to make sure you're saying what you want to say. So I just ask that with either one, you just make it the same way as if it was a phone call, that it's appropriate for air. It's not using bad words. It's not using, I mean, yeah, there's the words you can't say, but then there's also words that we don't like you to say. So don't use any of those. And those are just a variety of options to be able to be involved in the conversation. If you don't have the WBSM app already, what are you waiting for? Go download it from your app store or get it at WBSM.com. It's brought to you by South Coast Towing, and it's an app that really tries to give you everything that you need all in one. You get all of our news stories, our podcasts, our streaming audio, our breaking news story alerts, links. You know, you can access all of our content online right there, contests. And you can always send us news tips through it. We can even be your alarm clock. Someone said to me at 50s night, you're my alarm clock. I wake up listening to you every morning. And I say, and you don't just roll over and go back to sleep when you hear my voice? But apparently not. So, but all those things are available to you from the WBSM app. And it's all free, brought to you by South Coast Towing. Right now, we're going to take our next break. And we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back, and you could be seeing the Doobie Brothers live. You can enter to win tickets at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, right on Huddleston Avenue. And I was over there on Saturday for their summer tasting event. Lots of great stuff to sample. And that's what's cool about Stevie's, is they always have these sampling events, these tasting events, and sometimes they're announced in advance, like the summer tasting was. Sometimes they just are pop-up announcements that they just tell you that day on their social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Come on by today. We're going to be tasting this. And if you are a fan of whiskey, bourbon, rye, you want to join the Rack House Club. I joined the Rack House Club, and I loved, this is the first month of it, I loved the selection of the month. So basically, you pay $50 to be a member, and each month, $50 a month to be a member, and each month you get something that's, you know, equivalent to that. But there's also other things that they're going to plan, and other special events and special tastings, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag about some of the things that they're working on, but they sound really, really fun, interesting, and informative. So it's a chance to not only get access to some things, but also to learn about things as well. And you can join up by stopping by Stevie's on Huddleston Avenue and asking them about it. But yes, if you want to enter to win Doobie Brothers tickets, you can do it right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And thank you to Live Nation for making some more tickets available because it was such a popular contest. It was our biggest contest of the year last year. But I think it might have gotten beaten out this year by a few of our other ones. But we've got some tickets to give away every week to different shows. And you know what? Since I'm not going to be here later on this week, since I'm heading down to Gettysburg, let me tease for you what we will have next week, okay? Because I think this is pretty cool. Next week, we're doing our 90s throwback week. We're going to have two concerts to give away tickets to next week. So you're going to have the chance to enter to win in two different contests. I mean, obviously, you can only win one. But next week, we're going to have tickets to NKOTB, you know, New Kids on the Block. They're playing at Xfinity Center on Saturday, August 10th. And then also Saturday, August 10th at TD Garden, Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, and a big show over there. So we're going to have tickets to both of those shows to give away next week for our 90s throwback week. But for this week, it's a 70s throwback week. It's the Doobie Brothers. And again, WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I'm over here talking about tickets while Phil's in there waiting to give us the news. I'm sorry, Phil. Was not looking at the clock. So let's turn it over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
With Biden dropping out, Kamala Harris vies for the presidential nomination. The Secret Service director on the hot seat today. And Twisters tears up the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden's decision to quit the 2024 race seems to have come somewhat abruptly. Time and time again, Biden insisted he hasn't seen any polling that showed him losing to Trump.
Unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
It's unclear if Biden was hearing the calls from top Democrats to quit, with the president saying only days ago he looked forward to campaigning this week. Reports say Biden's inner circle of supporters was growing smaller by the hour before his announcement to end his candidacy on Sunday. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida is taking steps to force Biden out of office as soon as possible.
The Republican senator, who is also running for re-election, posted on X that he will introduce a resolution this week urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, allowing for the administration to push for the president's removal. According to Scott, Biden shouldn't be running our country if he can't run for re-election. Scott adds that Biden remaining in office poses a threat to our national security. Karen Curtis, Miami.
Biden gave his endorsement to his vice president, Kamala Harris. The Democratic National Convention to nominate the party's candidate for president is scheduled to be held August 19th through the 22nd. Harris is reaching out to supporters for the first time as a presidential candidate. In an email Sunday, she said it's been the honor of a lifetime to serve alongside Joe Biden. She added she's eager to run on the record of what Biden and she have accomplished together. She went on to ask supporters to make their first donation to her presidential campaign. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be on Capitol Hill today as lawmakers demand answers over the attempt on former President Trump's life. She'll testify before the House Oversight Committee, where she'll be questioned over how a sniper was allowed to get within shooting distance of the former president at a Pennsylvania rally earlier this month. Many lawmakers calling for Cheadle to step down or be fired. The CDC says two people have died due to a listeria outbreak in multiple states that's connected to deli meat. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
In a warning issued Friday, the CDC said at least 28 others have been hospitalized. But the number of those sick from the outbreak may actually be higher due to some milder cases not being tested for listeria. It's unclear what meat is behind the illnesses, and no recalls have been issued. Most of the people who became sick reported eating liverwurst or turkey, while some said they ate ham prior to falling ill. The two deaths were reported in New Jersey and Illinois. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Delta Airlines is apologizing for thousands of canceled flights over the weekend following massive computer disruptions. It started Friday after a faulty software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike caused millions of computers to crash around the world. Delta CEO Ed Bastian issued the apology Sunday, along with offering up frequent flyer miles to affected passengers. And Twisters is tearing up the box office. The Glenn Powell-led action flick looks to have grossed $80.5 million at the U.S. box office in its first weekend. In second, Despicable Me 4 racked up $23 million in its third weekend of release.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Los Angeles Dodgers 9-6. Team next visits the Colorado Rockies tonight with the first pitch at 8:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sun and clouds this morning, temperature around 80, feeling that humidity already. Mostly sunny this afternoon, low 80s overnight tonight. Clouds increase with temperatures around 70. A few isolated showers and thunderstorms cannot be ruled out along the interior. As we head into tomorrow through Thursday, pattern does turn more active and some showers and thunderstorms cannot be ruled out. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world gets still. I'm learning to fly.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Sun is breaking out here. I guess, you know, it'll get cloudy later, but the sun is breaking out here now. And if you are thinking about going solar, well, you should be thinking about contacting Isaacson Solar. Because they're the place where you can get, they're the company that will give you simple, straightforward, honest answers to all of your questions. So it's not like they're going to show up at your door, knock on your door. They don't knock on your door. They'll never come to your door unless you invite them. They're not going to just show up, knock on the door, hand you a pamphlet, and then put a hard sell on you to try to go to solar. No. They're going to take a look at your home. They're going to see if you are a good fit for solar. They're going to talk with you about what you're looking to get out of it. And if everything comes together and they think that it'll work and it'll be a good fit, they'll give you a free, no obligation quote. And even then, you're still not agreeing to anything unless you want to do it. And if you do do it, if you do decide to go solar, they'll be here with you every step of the way. They don't just come in, install them, and move on to the next community. They are here to stay. They're based in Fall River. They are a South Coast business, and they will be your partner in solar. So don't mess around with these other companies. Don't mess around with trying to Google things online, and you never really know what's a real site and what's paid advertising and all that. Nope. Just call Isaacson Solar or reach out to them through their website, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up an appointment. They will come down and talk to you, and they will give you all the information that you need to make the decision that's best for you and your family. Isaacson Solar, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com. So we were talking before about President Joe Biden's decision not to seek re-election anymore and his endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris. Things are in a bit of a disarray. We should have some more answers toward the end of this week. Biden said he will address the nation on this in a couple of days. My guess is that it's probably due to his COVID diagnosis. He needs to kind of clear the window, although the window is shorter now. But I don't think his house in Delaware Beach, in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, is set up for him to address the nation from. And for such a monumental address, you don't want to be doing it on, you know, Skype or Zoom or whatever. So he probably wants to wait until he's back in the Oval Office and can address the country from there. And also, there are some questions behind the scenes that need to get answered before he can go before America and lay out what the plan will be going forward. But he did say he intends to finish his term as president, and I don't think that that's an issue. While other people are saying, well, if you can't run for president, you can't be president. That's not true. He didn't say, I'm leaving this race because I don't think I'm fit to be president anymore. He said that he's leaving the race because somebody else will have a better chance of beating Donald Trump than he will. So you shouldn't not be able to finish your term as a result of that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. This is not an unprecedented situation that we're in here with Biden. I mean, Harry Truman could have ran for re-election in 1952, but he chose not to. And I mean, I wasn't even alive at the time, but I mean, if you studied history, you know that he could have ran in 52, but he just decided that he'd had enough of the job and retired to his little business there in Missouri. I think he was kind of uncomfortable with all the... He had to make some monumental decisions, such as dropping the nuclear bombs on Japan and the whole situation in Korea, which was raging at that time, recalling MacArthur, who wanted to march all the way to Beijing and take out Mao and all of that. I mean, he really was a president during a very turbulent time. And so, I mean, he did the same thing. I mean, he just said, I choose not to run. And, of course, the rest is history. Eisenhower won the election. But this is not an unprecedented situation.
But it is unprecedented in that we're this far along in a campaign. See, he decided not to run. And then when Johnson decided he wasn't going to run anymore, they'd already had one primary so far. That was in March of 68. Yeah. So
this is pretty late in the game. No question about that. It's pretty late. You know, I can remember going back to 2020 during the Democratic primary. I watched a Democratic debate, I think ABC was carrying it, in Iowa prior to the caucus, and they had all the Democratic candidates up there, Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders and some Pete Buttigieg and some of the others, I can't even remember, Elizabeth Warren, I believe, was there. And I watched that debate, and to be perfectly honest with you, the most articulate person up there, in my opinion, was Kamala Harris. She answered the question straightforward. She didn't try to give an evasive answer. And I thought she won that debate. She dropped out after her poll numbers were very low. But I was more impressed by her than I was by anybody else up there. I don't think she's a dummy at all.
No, I don't think so either. I think people have their negative opinions of her formed by the fact that they don't agree with her politics and formed by, you know, what they've seen in memes and what they've seen people saying about her when criticizing her.
Well, most of the outrageous criticisms have come from Republican operatives anyway. I mean, it's not, like Howie Carr calls her giggles and all of this stuff. But, I mean, we know where Howie Carr stands anyway. I mean, he's a Trump supporter. But I don't think the woman is as naive or as silly as they're trying to make her out to be. I don't think you can be the attorney general of a state like California and be a complete dodo. I don't think that's possible.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
And let me take another call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
So just a couple quick things. the only job, first, the only job Kamala Harris had, she was going to be the border czar, right? She was going to go down there and take care of that. That was her assignment. I don't know how many times she's been down there. Hasn't been that many, and the border's a disaster. So I don't care if she's smart or not. I just go by her actions. And second, everyone in the mainstream media, all the major Democrats, everybody wanted Biden out. He said on Tuesday, if for some reason he came down with some kind of medical condition, you know what, he would consider dropping out next day, Wednesday. He gets COVID. It's very convenient. This is orchestrated. He's been told what to do. He's been told what to do this entire time. So if everyone thinks it's just the right thing or it makes it, it's not. This is, he was told what to do. It's been very, very public. Has any of the mainstream media post-debate wanted him to stay in the race?
I've seen people on some of the talking head shows, you know, saying that he has to be the person to stay in, that it would just be, usually from the argument point that it would be too tumultuous to change candidates this late in the game.
Right. And so we know how Kamala got her start in politics. I'm not going to mention it because I'm not going to go down that road in California. So we know her relationship with Willie Brown, and that was a start. So if she was the smartest district attorney, then why did she need to, you know, sort of sleep her way to a political position in California? So that, forget her. I hope she's the nominee. And what I hope happens is, yes, they invoke the 25th Amendment. They get rid of him. I do agree with you that Biden can finish off. He can't do any worse than he's already done. So for that matter, so if she ends up, if they revoke it, then she's automatically the nominee. If they don't, my sense is at the convention, now they can use the delegates. She's going to have, you know, Biden's delegates, but somebody else could potentially trump her, right? So it could get very interesting to see. And that won't be decided by Kamala. That will be the political machine on the Democrat side led by Obama and Pelosi and Schumer. And they'll decide whether or not they want the 25th to vote, get him out. She's the president. Now she gets to run and no one else can get in her way. So, but this has been orchestrated. I mean, there's nothing else to say about it, I don't think.
All right. Thank you for the call. We've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So it seems like we're going to be going forward here with the remainder of this presidential race with Kamala Harris, at least in the conversation till the convention, if not definitely the Democrat nominee. So with that in mind, let's go over a few things here, a few things of how we're going to handle this discussion on this show. Other hosts will let you call in with the misogynistic comments. Other hosts will let you call in with the conspiracy theories. I'm not going to put up with that. Okay. First of all, her name is Kamala Harris, not Kamala. And if you don't learn how to pronounce it correctly, then just call her Harris. Okay. Simple. Because sometimes I start to wonder if you're mispronouncing it on purpose. Because she's been the vice president now for 4 years and a presidential candidate before that, almost 4 years, and a presidential candidate before that. So you've heard her name pronounced as Kamala Harris many, 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 many times. So if you're still pronouncing it wrong, it's because you're either ignorant or you're doing it intentionally. So it's Kamala. Now, what's the big deal about mispronouncing it? Because I don't want to think that there's anything nefarious behind it, but let's just say it could be construed as such, okay? We'll just leave it at that. Secondly, going back to the Willie Brown relationship, when they were dating, he had already been separated from his wife for over a decade. Were they still technically married? Yes. But he had been separated from his wife for over a decade, I believe, that she wasn't the first woman that he had dated since that separation. And I thought I read somewhere else that his wife was dating somebody as well. I know people who have been separated for whatever reason. They don't get divorced, but they're in relationships with other people. I know because sometimes it's gotten to be a little bit of a conflict for people where they said, well, I'd like to get married. I got to get divorced first. I never did. But also, that relationship doesn't impact somebody's ability to be president. Don't forget, Donald Trump's second wife, Marla Maples, was someone he cheated on his first wife, Ivana Trump, with. I don't know what happened in the dissolution of his marriage to Marla Maples. I don't know how that all went down. But then we know that he cheated on his current wife with Stormy Daniels. So let's not use relationships as a barometer here in this presidential race. And by the way, I don't use that as a barometer on Donald Trump either, because people's marriages aren't defined by your guidelines of what a marriage is. It's defined by how they want to live those marriages. And some people have marriages where they don't mind if people are with other people. But in the case of Willie Brown, they'd been separated for over a decade. And secondly, let's not call in and talk about how she slept her way to where she got to. That's the most misogynistic thing that you can say, because she earned the job on her merits and just happened to be having a relationship with somebody else. If it was a man that did the same thing, you wouldn't be calling in and saying, well, he slept his way to the top. It's misogyny. And don't try to call in and defend it and say that it isn't. That's exactly what it is. And we're going to hear too much of it for the next couple of months. And we're not going to do it on this show. 508-996-0500. Let me take this quick break, get it out of the back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I agree with you. We don't have to get into people's personal relationships. That has nothing to do with whether or not somebody can run a country,
mm-hmm.
you know, or their personal personality traits. To me, it doesn't even actually matter who the president is, whether it's Democrat, Libertarian, Republican. If you think their policies are going to forward the nation in a direction, on a path that you align with, then that's who you vote for. But it's always about, you know, too many extraneous factors. People are too emotional, and that's why we're in the state where we are. It's just venom thrown back and forth. Having said that, I have to say there's a lot of controversy about Biden and his wife, his current wife, and how they started in a relationship. And whether or not he was still married before his wife had an accident and died. And, you know, not to say you want to take somebody's ex-husband's opinion of things necessarily, but I mean, I feel like it's been documented in a lot of different places that she was already involved with the family. And then they pretended they met on a blind date that somebody set them up on. Like, there's way too many things. And to me, they're not honest. They're trying to deceive people. And I think that's the case with the whole presidency.
Well, I'm going to hold you there just because we're out of time for the hour. But thank you for the call.
Next time.
You have a good day.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.